We then ask to be saved from a pegara, an evil mishap. What's a pegara? There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma Pei Zayin Amud Aleph says, Chera Sheita V'katan P'kiyasan Ra. Someone who is deaf-mute, someone that doesn't have the mental faculty, someone that's a child, someone that's immature. P'kiyasan Ra. If you have an unexpected confrontation with them, it's unfortunate. Why? Because you're responsible if you injure them or you cause any damage, but they have no legal liability towards you. So it's you're really going to lose if you encounter them unexpectedly and some harm happens. Because if it's you harming them, you're responsible. Them harming you, they are not responsible. So what does that mean in our context here? We ask Hashem, protect us from unexpected or unforeseen mishaps. Of course, as far as we are concerned as Jews, there is no such thing as an accident. There's no such thing. Gemara tells us, "Ein adam noikef et spar mul matza, ela im kein nigzar alav mul lamala." Everything that happens to us is preordained. In fact, perhaps this is the biggest yesod of betachon. Betachon doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to work out just the way I want it. Betachon means that there is someone in control. That there's a plan. That if something has to happen to me, if I have to go through a circumstance, I will. And I'll make the best of it. Nonetheless, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you're ordaining what's going to happen to me today, please don't put me in a situation where I'm going to lose from my encounter with them. Where I'm going to come off worse. Someone where if I harm them, I'm responsible, they harm me, they're not responsible. But then we take it further. Satan HaMashchus. What's a Satan HaMashchus? We're talking about an antagonist. The word Satan. Right? In fact, it's a pasuk in Malachim. V'yakam Hashem, a Satan l'Shloima. Hashem turned up an antagonist against Shloima. The end of his life, when Shloima HaMelech has interesting moments and deviates in his own way of what we would have expected. Kodesh Baruch Hu causes an antagonist to rise up against, and all of this from Shimon Schwab, in the person of Hadad the Edomi. Satan HaMashchis means a destructive antagonist to a criminal. So really what we would say is, may Hashem protect us from accidents and criminal violence. Certainly if we live in a time where we are fearful in whatever way, this is so important. And at this point, says the Torah, this is where you can add in whatever you want. You want to mention the Ganav, the Gazlam, Ilam, and Achsa, all the people that you think, or the types of people that you think could harm you, now's the time to say it. You can say it even in English, say it however you want. But it's not an absolute necessity, because with proper Kavanah, you can include that in Pegora and Satan HaMashchis. I guess the point here is to anticipate the challenges that are going to come towards us in our day and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu ahead of time to save us from them. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do open nisim. And therefore, if we can ask Hashem ahead of time for us to avoid certain difficult, challenging confrontations, ones where the chances are we're going to come off worse, far better to ask for it ahead of time and say those tefillahs than to ask for it when it's already happening. Because then it's a lot harder, so to speak, for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to change the reality that we live in. So maybe it's about anticipating the mishaps, anticipating the challenges, thinking about our fears, confronting them, and asking Hashem to help us deal with them.